money. Do you work, Andy?
Yes, I do.
You do. Do you spend one of those each week?
Very easily.
Very easily. What we're looking at here is a $20 bill. Andy, when you get up this morning, did you sit on the side of the bed and think, I wonder if I'll get dressed today?
No, I didn't.
Just automatically got dressed, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
That's a habit. All right? That's something we do without giving any conscious thought to it. Andy, let's suppose you took one of these $20 bills and set it aside each week. Just fold it up and set it aside. And you did that for 50 weeks. You have 50 20s. How much money would you have?
$1,000.
$1,000. Now, Andy, if you did that for 50 weeks, you'd have probably formed the habit of doing it. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would.
Habits are hard to break, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Andy, if you kept doing it every year for 40 years, how much would you have?
$40,000.
$40,000. That's right. That's if you just left it sitting there. However, if you found someone that really understood how to find gainful employment for that $20 bill, and you give it to them to put to work for you, then you've got two ways going for you. You're working, Andy, and so is your 20. Do you know at the end of 40 years, you wouldn't have $40,000, Andy. You know how much you'd have?
No, I don't.
What do you think you might have?
So a couple $100,000?
A couple $100,000. If they only found gainful employment at 10%, you'd have $450,000. Yet all you've ever done is set aside $20 a week. If they found gainful employment for it at 12%, Andy, you wouldn't have $450,000, you'd have $850,000. And if they found gainful employment for this $20 bill at 14%, and there's many people around that can help you do that today, you'd have $1,520,000, Andy. And all you've ever done is set aside $20 a week. And you'd have $1.5 million working for you. Now, there's less than 0.5% of the population of your country that are earning in excess of $100,000. If you never spent the $150,000 or the $1.5 million, if you just left it sitting there, Andy, do you know that it would earn for you between $150,000 and $200,000 a year? And you'd still have your $1.5 million. I would imagine you could probably get by on that for a while, couldn't you?
If I had to.
Thanks, Andy. And all Andy's ever done is set aside $20 a week. You know, if Andy worked on chips at McDonald's and never got promoted, he could become a millionaire. So you see, the classical error that most people make is if you want to be a millionaire, you have to earn a lot of money. And of course, that's not true. If you want to be a millionaire, you have to have a plan to be a millionaire. And that's all you need. You just have to make up your mind you're going to become. How many of you would like to be millionaires? Be honest. Let me see a show of hands. Everybody's hands up. How about you? Would you like to be a millionaire? You know you can. All you have to do is set aside one of those each week. Give it to someone who really understands money. Now, I would be the wrong guy to give it to. If you have any doubt about this, you just ask my wife. You see, John was mentioning his goal was to earn more money than his wife could spend. I set that goal quite a while ago, and my wife said she was up to the challenge. Why aren't there more people become millionaires? Do you think it's possibly because they're not in the habit of setting one of those aside? What would you say a habit was? We said a habit was an idea that was fixed here in our subconscious mind with respect to money. Now, if there's such a small number of people make it, they must have a habit in their subconscious mind with respect to money, but I would say it's a bad habit. But you know, through conscious choice, we can form a good habit. We can renew the mind. And you only have to discipline yourself for a very, very short period of time. Now, do you know there's many people...